was waiting for a ship to Vietnam. And me being the good time loving guy I am, I was looking for some female company. I met a girl alone and lonesome just like me. We had coffee at a waterfront cafe. She said her husband was a soldier far away. And she talked about her long nights all alone, and the way she's fought temptation since he's gone. 1460 Elder Street is where she took me, and I never knew that love could be so sweet. Then she promised me that when the war was over, I'd have a home at 1460 Elder Street. Months later, I was on patrol one day when a hand grenade fell not 10 feet away. I watched as one brave man gave all that he could give. He fell across it, gave his life that I might live. I found a crumpled, tear-stained letter in his coat, and I read the Dear John letter his wife wrote. He had nothing left worth living for, I guess. Oh, I thought I'd die when I saw her return address. 1460 Elder Street still drives me crazy, and sometimes at night we find it hard to sleep. Could it be the ones who killed him now are sharing our private hell at 1460 Elder Street?